Hey everyone, my name's Gojo. I'm representing Australia at Eurovision 2025, and today I'm going to be speaking on Building Bridges podcast with these legends. What's going on? Promise me it's gonna be
take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. It's March, like Eurovision pretty much just getting closer and closer. And we are so, so, so happy that we have a chance to talk with this year's 2025 class. This time we're having our link and building our bridge all the way down under to Australia.
Yes, we're so thankful now that we've had 3 years in a row talking to the Australian entry. So we're very happy to keep that going. I'm very thankful to SBS for helping us make that happen. And we're into that weird, I guess, part of the season now where national finals are over. It's weeks until Basel. We're under 60 days now.
Yeah.
And we're back to, on this podcast anyway, I guess, random episode uploads as we get to talk to the artists that have been chosen for Basel. We've moved on from national finals and here we are, we've got Gojo today.
There was never a structure anyway, so you know, why would we even, you know, bother with having that? It was so funny. Again, thanks a lot to SBS who helped arranging that. We have to mention that all three of us who were part of this interview had different time zones on the different parts of the planet. And I'm so happy that we found this some sort of time slot to talk with Gojo. Milkshake Man is this year's Australia's entry for Eurovision 2025.
Maybe such we should listen to a little clip of it too.
Yes, let's do it. Tell you what it tastes to the milkshake man. So, without further ado, get your milkshakes ready, and we give you Gojo.
We'll start with the Australia link, I guess, because there's no secret anymore that you collaborated with Shepherds on Milkshake Man. And, of course, they were legends back in 2019. I don't think many Eurovision fans have forgot them. So how did that come about? How did you guys link up to create the song?
So Shepherd, I met Shepherd in like 2022, I think, at an awards night, a music awards night in Australia. And it actually turns out we're on the same label together. So when I found out I was doing Eurovision, I was put on a writing camp with them. And it was just the funnest time ever. And we ended up writing 10 songs with those guys. I ended up writing 10 songs with them. And I suppose that's kind of how it happened. They're such an incredible band and such an incredible family. It was also with Jay Vivino as well, who produces a lot for Shepherd.
I believe you wrote about 10 songs with Shepherd. Why did Milkshake Man get chosen over the others, let's say?
I think it was just like, there's so many reasons, I think. And Milkshake Man, the production feels very diverse. Like, I know that when I listened to it and I remember when we were making it, it felt like there was like many different sections of the song. It felt like we're going through like this journey. And, you know, it's like another reason for the music video. And it's also a reason for the concept of the song, which I'm sure we'll dive into. Yeah. So it's just like I just thought it was perfect. And for something that I've always wanted to speak about, which is like embracing confidence in your true self wholeheartedly. And it's exactly the message of the Milkshake Man and bringing you into the world of like what the Milkshake Man experiences, who is a character that is larger than life and vibrant. And yeah, so it's all about that.
So can we look at that for a second? Can we look at the lyrics? Because there are not many songs, obviously, with Milkshake in the title. I know you said in previous interviews you were going to look out to Khalees and see if you could do some kind of like social media interaction with her. I don't know if that's happened yet. But why Milkshake? Why the word Milkshake? Where did that come from?
So it came from, again, it was the concept of the song. And I was basically like, I want to write a song about confidence and self-expression, but it's like, you know, as a songwriter you don't typically just say that on the nose, so it's about like finding a metaphor for it or a way to bring that concept to life. And I remember thinking about the Milkshake Man, and you know, as a kid it's like when you see the ice cream truck roaring down the street, you just get really excited and it's a happy feeling and it's so colorful. The ice cream truck's always like a bright pink, and like the sprinkles, everything's just so colorful and wonderful, and you feel so like just unapologetically yourself. And that is like the world that I wanted to, it was the perfect world to create around the concept of the song, which is, yeah, the Milkshake Man. And I was like, I remember sitting on the couch and I was like, I'm in love with the Milkshake Man. And I remember just thinking like, I like where that's going and like the imagery it's painting.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know if you're in looking around the Eurovision, you know, Facebook groups and things, but like the fans are kind of wondering if it's a euphemism. Because like if you look at the lyrics, you know, you say, drink it every day and before you know it, you'll be bigger, stronger and harder. And they're wondering if the milkshake isn't maybe some other liquid of some kind.
Well, it's the beautiful thing about music. Like there's so many, you can literally hear a concept and you can have any meaning you want behind it. It's like, that's something that I actually love doing a lot, is I love listening to songs and trying to think about the most abstract meaning of what they're saying. And it's like, you know, you've got the most obvious ones that they're talking about, but you can always find like different ones. And, you know, I love that as well. I love that there's like different meanings in songs, and I'm glad that Milkshake Man has that also.
It's been like 10 years since Australia for the first time started officially participating in the Eurovision Song Contest. Like, were there any of the previous Aussie Eurovision acts that reach out yet to give you some advices or maybe where to put your focus on while creating your Eurovision journey?
Yeah, so Voyager, Danny, the lead singer, I spoke to him on a FaceTime, which is very sweet of him, and he gave me some pointers and things like that. And yeah, we spoke for about 15 minutes and it was great. You know, he gave me insight into what to expect and things to kind of prepare for and all of that. So, and his main point was just to make sure I stay grounded in all the chaos, which I
because
think
it can be chaotic, of course.
Yeah. Which is it. I love, you know, I love that aspect of it. You know, we're all humans at the end of the day and we all have our limits, and you know, it is important to ground yourself so the limit doesn't get pushed too much.
No, that's great. What a legend. So glad he reached out. I think if any of the previous acts were to give you some advice, he'd be the one for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah. We'll move on quickly to your staging. I know you don't want to reveal anything, and that's fine. But my question is, whatever ideas you had for the staging, were you able to get them to come to life, or did SBS or the EBU come and say, no, you can't do that, or we got to modify this? Like, is it going to be what you want it to be, basically?
That was probably like the best question I've been asked on this, because that's like, so I feel like I really want to keep my lip tied on it, because I feel like I get excited and all that, but I really want to keep a surprise. And I think I've always been that type of person that likes to keep people, you know, on the edge of their seat. You know, it's like it's part of the experience. I want everyone to be excited and be like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. I have no idea. And people talking about, like, you know, me doing something, other people. It's just exciting that.
Well, since Eurovision, before actually Eurovision, Europe is getting ready with the pre-parties. Do you have some of them attending at this point in order to promote your song? What kind of plans do you have regarding the pre-parties, if any, of course?
Well, I'll be posting everything on social media. So yeah, I think just like watch out on there and just watch this space, essentially. Yeah, I think is the, yeah, but very excited.
Yeah, must be a bit of a nightmare to coordinate, I guess, all the parties from when you're so far away. You can't just hop over to London for, you know, the week.
Yeah, I know.
I get it. I'm a 2-day flight away myself, so it's a pain, I know. But in general, like, so pre-parties aside, are we going to get, do you think, a live version of Milkshake Man before you go on stage in Basel? Could that be in the works?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been practicing, like, a lot of different versions. I love doing that anyway, just, like, with music in general. It's so fun and coming up with variations and things like that. But it's definitely something that I'm working on at the moment, too. So, yes.
Perfect, perfect. And as a Canadian, I kind of feel legally obliged to ask this question, because I know your father is French.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, how is your French?
Oh, it's not. I can understand quite a bit of it, but it's not. I'm not so good. The only one I know is, excusez-moi, monsieur, avez-vous du lait pour moi?
No, that's I also know
de légumes de le jardin.
Okay, okay. That's good.
I think it means vegetable from the garden.
Yeah, because no, it's just an asset. Like, you've got so many Francophone countries, obviously, in this thing. It could be a good way to, like, reach out and stuff. Would you ever consider doing maybe a French cover of Milkshake Man? Like, L'homme au milkshake, or L'homme au... Canada's weird. We call in France, a milkshake is le milkshake. But in Canada, it's at Les Frappés. So you can go either way, whatever rhymes, whatever you like better.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like the biggest regret of, like, of life is not learning French, because I know Dad really tried to push it on us, like, when we were younger, but I was just too active and wanted to play out in the sun too much to kind of, like, I don't know, learn detailed things at that point. So, yeah, but I definitely really want to learn it. And even the competition has been encouraging me to learn a lot more as well, considering it's one of the major languages spoken.
Just to help you a tiny little bit with French, 12 points translates into French as a douze points. So in case if you, you know, get any, you know what I mean. This is just like, you know, a little help with coping with French while in Basel. Speaking of Eurovision, it's no secret that it's such a big competition, such a big show also down under. Do you have any specific Eurovision memories related to that contest from when you were a child, maybe, or just when you saw this on TV? Or do you have any favorite Eurovision song which, you know, uplifts your spirits?
Well, the earliest, I always go back to the earliest memory I had, and that was when I was 4 years old. I remember my dad had the performance of Waterloo by ABBA on a VHS. And I remember seeing that. I remember glimpses of it on screen. Because when you're 4 years old, you don't really remember too much. But I remember glimpses, because I remember the shape of John's guitar. But John's guitar, I think that's how you pronounce it, the guitarist's name. And I just remember it just looks so cool. It looks like those explosions on, like, comic books that are like, kapow! You know those ones? It's so cool. And I remember as a kid, I was just like, that is fascinating. You know, in four-year-old terms. So just probably like, go, 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 go. It was cool.
And of course, like, I mean, since you're a part of Eurovision history now yourself, do you have some, I would say, some sort of final comments in a way? What would you like to say to people who just got to know you via Eurovision journey? And what do you want to say to all of you who will be following your performance in Basel later in May?
And potentially voting as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just love to say, like, I just hope the song, you have heaps of fun during the process and following along. And the song, The Milkshake Man, I hope it inspires you to feel like the most loudest and proudest version of yourself, because it's literally what it inspires to do, the character. And so if you have something in life that you feel like you might be struggling with, just channel the Milkshake Man energy. That would be great. And that's all I could ever hope for. And I'm just so grateful to be performing on the stage and having fun with everyone and just, you know, seeing all the messages and meeting everyone. If you see me in the street, I would love that. And yeah, I'm just very grateful and so excited to be amongst the Eurovision community.
Thank you so much. I know you're super busy. We can't wait to dance our asses off in Basel to Milkshake Man. So thanks for your time, and thanks to Clementine as well, as taking care of you. She's been awesome every year. So we know you're in good hands. And yeah, we can't wait for May.
Yeah, I can't wait as well. Thanks so much, guys, for having me as well. And I'll see you on the dance floor.
Of course. Best of luck. Take care. Thank you.
It's so funny you said that, because if it wasn't 7 in the morning, I was going to bring a milkshake with the flag. I thought that would be hilarious, but, like, where do you get a milkshake at 7 in the morning?
Oh, well, anyway, so thanks again to SBS and to Gojo for this lovely, lovely chat. And, of course, we will still be bringing you a lot of Eurovision content all the way to Basel. So don't forget to follow our social media. We are Building Bridges Pod everywhere. And also do not forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com.
Right, and you'll find the lovely little heartwarming story there about Tommy Cash and his potential Italian grandmother dancers.
Oh, I love this one. Yeah. I really do.
It's a fun little story we had, so go check that out.
Yes. Take care, and we chat soon. Bye.
Good day.